The story of the Georgian adventuress, singer and impresario, known as Mrs. Cornelis, is so colourful that I'm going to spread it over two bonbons. Mrs. Cornelis started life as Teresa Immer. She was born in Venice into a talented family of actors and singers. In her early career, she was an opera singer and she was part of an opera company that travelled to various cities, mostly performing the early operas of Gluck. She travelled to Vienna, Hamburg and Copenhagen, and then, in 1746, she arrived in London, where she appeared in operas by Gluck and Galuppi. Charles Burney was in the audience, and he wrote in his diary, "She had such a masculine and violent manner of singing that few female symptoms were perceptible." Not all men had the same reaction as Dr. Burney, though, for despite all this travelling, Teresa managed to conduct a complicated love life. She had a husband, a choreographer called Pompietti, as well as many lovers, including Casanova. Adding to the complexity were the resulting children that Teresa then had to travel with, one of which was nearly born on the stage. It was when in Brussels that she came to the attention of the governor of the Austrian Netherlands, Charles of Lorraine. This enlightened nobleman decided to set up an organization to promote the arts. He handed over the direction of all Austrian Netherlands theatrical activity to Teresa and gave her the title Director of Events. Teresa launched into this with great enthusiasm, but 3 years into the project became involved in great debts. She ended up selling everything she had, her diamonds, her lavish wardrobe, and she fled to Holland to avoid being imprisoned. Things were looking rather hopeless for Teresa. Until in 1759, she was persuaded to go to England to try to make her fortune there. When she arrived in London, she had a new name and a new persona. Taking on the name of one of her lovers in Holland, she called herself Mrs. Cornelis and presented herself as a respectable widow. And thus she embarked on the second half of her life, which I will tell you about next week. Here is an aria that Teresa performed at the Haymarket Theatre during her 1746 visit to London, Epene Troppa Barbada, from Galuppi's Antigone. It is performed by Catherine King and Il Canto di Orfeo, conducted by Gianluca Capuano.
Oh,
was the second part of Epene Troppo Barbara from Galuppi's opera Antigono. Catherine King performed with Il Canto di Orfeo, with Gianluca Capuano conducting.